Rand Paul, Kentucky, once seen as someone with at least a kind of interesting, coherent ideology. Lately, he's been spending his days trafficking in right-wing conspiracy theories, today lobbing transphobic questions.
You know who is the actual absolute worst? Well, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, of course. Insulting your fellow human who is trans is a Republican requirement.
Here now to respond, the senator himself, Rand Paul from the great state of Kentucky. Senator, now, I thought they were supposed to be the party of science, but her answer to you was, well, Dr. Paul, it's too complex for you to understand. What's going on here?
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people voted for middle-class Joe Biden. He was supposed to have these middle-class, working-class values. My guess is none of them realized that he was going to appoint someone so extreme as to believe that a minor can make a life-altering decision to change their sex, even overriding the parental consent. Now, I think they would do it with no parental consent, but I think she would also do it if the parent said no and the kid said yes. She's also on record as saying, well, yeah, and if they're street kids, we'll do it even sooner. Think of what that really means. That means a homeless child who's either had a rotten childhood or no parents or has a mental illness themselves, she's willing to do the sex change even quicker. They did a survey of these sex change surgeons. Over half of them have operated on people under 18. So this is not a wild question. This is a real question, and they're giving these hormones that change the sex, you know, testosterone to girls and estrogen to boys, between the ages of 14 and 16. That's a crime against nature, and it's also something that should require parental consent.